Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. For anyone who's like super confused about this, we had a fire alarm go off, so we're, you know, doing this a little bit later than usual, but I'm excited we're still talking about it because it's the Humble T-shirt today.
It is, yes. And it's weird because I kind of never really thought about where it came from.
Neither have I. It's really one of those things that it's like the water you swim in. You don't really think about it because it's just everywhere. Everyone's got them. Everyone wears them.
Yeah.
So what is the origin of the T-shirt?
So it's American.
Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of like, oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was designed initially as underwear, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And in the late 19th century, workers cut their union suit, which is essentially kind of long johns.
Oh, yeah.
When they got hot, so they were like white and they had buttoned down the front, and then and so that was kind of like, and in between kind of the American Mexican War, which is 1898 to about 1913, when the Navy began kind of issuing them as standard underwear, and that's when
right.
they kind of started being manufactured. The first kind of company I found was 1902 P. H. Haynes, which is quite interesting because they're still Hanes t-shirts.
Yeah, definitely.
Knitting company released their own version in a two-piece, which was shorter in length, and it remained an undergarment until Marlon Brando in 1950. Streetcar named Desire, who we've mentioned before because he was also iconic with leather jacket and Levi's 501s, and then of course James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause in 1955.
So there was definitely a sort of a Bad Boys vibe that brought it into the...
Yeah, because they were wearing their underwear on the outside.
And they were, you know, working guys,
yep.
you know, sticking it to the man a little bit as well. Definitely an energy of that going on.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it's pretty cool. And then, but they were kind of always just like white in one colour. And then the first slogan was actually printed by Thomas E. Dewey, who was a Republican presidential candidate. And he had a t-shirt in the 1950s called Do It With Dewey. And it's pretty funny. It's got
I think I've seen those.
It's got his face on it, and it's got like Do It With Dewey. And I was just like,
I've seen those. I think that if you can find one of those t-shirts now, they're really expensive. They're like a vintage collector's dream.
Yeah.
But people have like reprinted them because it is just such a hilarious slogan. Oh dear.
Tropix Togs got the license to print Disney characters also in the 1950s, but it was kind of like the 1960s with the invention of screen printing that kind of ramped up the popularity of t-shirts. And of
right.
course in the 1970s with Ben logos and the Vietnam War, t-shirts kind of became the medium for the message.
Yeah.
And so I kind of looked into, you know, there's so many slogan t-shirts and things like that, but I thought I'd look at the most expensive kind of band t-shirts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it is one of those things where it has become this like icon in fashion as well, for like how expensive is your t-shirt can be, you know, a symptom of like a unhealthy sort of fascination we've got with clothes or whatever, but it's also just kind of fascinating to see how much money these things go for, eh?
Yeah, well, if you think about like a plain white Kanye West APC t-shirt is $120 US.
My god.
But yeah, it's like, whoa, just for like brand new, you know. But vintage t-shirts, kind of like Led Zeppelin, there's kind of two that are well known. Nebworth House, they played, that's in London, they played only two shows there, and that sold for US $10,000.
Whoa.
Also, they created special edition 1979 backstage pass t-shirts, and they sell for more than $10,000.
Holy.
I don't know how much this one costs, but it's iconic. The Rolling Stones Lick t-shirt.
Yeah.
The band's record label couldn't come up with a logo that they liked, so Mick Jones got John Pache from Royal College of Art in London, and that was you know, so that's the iconic kind of lick,
the tongue,
was introed in like 1970.
I think that was the first like t-shirt I bought with my own money, thinking I was extremely cool when I was 13.
Nice.
You were extremely cool.
I was, exactly. And it even had like diamantes on it.
Okay.
Yeah, bedazzled.
I kind of wish I still had it, but I don't know where it's gone. Yeah,
it's worth 10,000 US.
I think it was from JJ's, so probably not.
JJ's. This one's quite interesting. John Lennon wore a T-shirt that had just the word home on it and a bit of a logo. And it was actually the logo for a restaurant called Home, which was designed by Finn of Finn Designs. And the one that he wore sold for $16,400.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is all in US dollars.
These would be so sweaty as well. You'd be buying the sweaty T-shirt. They part of the
Yeah,
part
people probably don't wash them, you know. Ugh. Frame them, put them on the wall. Run DMC Adidas is anywhere between 8 and 13K, and there's different like varieties or versions of this t-shirt. So I did post one on like linked to the BFM Breakfast Instagram, but yeah, there's like DMC versus Adidas, and then there's Adidas.
It was like a collaboration t-shirt that they made, or
yeah, so it was a collab. But I think originally they just kind of did it, and then they got the collab, because one of the things with Run DMC is they were one of the first hip hop bands to or artists to collab with like a sneaker
fashion house
kind of thing. But in saying that, Nike and Beatles Revolution, they kind of, well, that was released in 1987. And that one, so it's Nike and the Beatles with the song Revolution. And it's got, it's really weird. It looks like the Beatles are dressed, or are cockroaches or something on the cover of the t-shirt.
Oh, I know the image you mean, actually. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, and that sold for 50,000.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Which is so ironic when you think about what that song is supposed to be, like, sticking it to the man. It's like, buy this $50,000 t-shirt. Oh, my God.
There are way more expensive t-shirts and lots of variations, like Keith Haring. Of course, he's a very famous New York artist, and he has an original silk screen T-shirt that sold for $25,900 on Etsy.
Wow. I guess it's interesting as well, because it starts to be that, like, at what point do you think of it as like an artwork or as something you wear or as like a collector's item? It kind of sits in all those different worlds. And with Keith Haring, I, you know, he was like a visual artist as well as someone who worked often in textiles and fashion and stuff. So you could see how many different people would want to get their hands on that for different reasons. Crikey.
So cool. So yeah, listeners might have some other examples. But yeah, it's just crazy. I think, like, you know, I think we spoke once about the Kardashians putting their faces on iconic hip-hop T-shirts and selling them, and they were swiftly pulled.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, man. Ballsy move.
Yeah.
We are going to play Revolution by the Beatles, even if it's a little bit ironic, given the $50,000 price tag attached to that T-shirt. But it is a bit of a big old tune. So thank you for bringing us the humble T-shirt this morning, Penelope Noir.
Thanks.
Tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
all right? All right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we'd all love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. Oh.
tell me it's the institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
John Peel, and you're listening to The Devil's Music.
That was The Beatles with Revolution. Thank you very much to Penelope Noir for bringing us the T-shirt.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.